The North Bay Women's Expo is happening tomorrow, and we'll get a little bit more on that now with Daniel Trucios.
This Saturday is the North Bay Women's Expo. Runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Grayton Resort and Casino Ballroom. It's going to be featuring over 90 booths along with guest speakers, including our next guest, television hostess and former co-host for Dancing with the Stars, Samantha Harris. Good morning, Samantha.
Hi, Daniel. Nice to talk with you.
Pleasure having you on. First of all, you've had quite a life and a career along with it. You've hosted many shows, including Dancing with the Stars. What would you say has played the biggest part in your success that others can learn from?
Well, I think just not giving up and taking no for an answer. When you want something and you can be focused enough, then you will achieve, and it might look different in the end result than it did when you initially dreamt it up. But for me, I had a lot of people telling me no. I had a lot of doors slammed in my face. I had family who said, "Oh, it's just too hard out in LA. Stay here in Minnesota with us. Don't go out there and try your luck." And I pounded the pavement for many, many years and worked my way up, and eventually was able to. I was an intern in college. I went to Northwestern University in Chicago, and I was an intern one summer at Entertainment Tonight. And about 12 years later, there I was at the anchor desk. So it's really exciting to be able to set a goal and achieve it. And you just have to really work hard and keep at it.
Were you always an assertive person, or did you have to become that way?
You know what? I think I was oblivious in many ways to the struggle because I was so focused on the end goal. And so and that, I think, really served me well, because when if I'd realized how hard certain things were going to be, if I'd realized how the odds were stacked against me, it would not have worked as well for me. So whether it was when I applied to Northwestern University journalism school, I said, if I'm going to go to Northwestern, I'm only going to go if I can get into the journalism school. I had no idea that only 150 students were admitted to the journalism school out of the many thousands who applied. But my can-do attitude got me in. And the same thing with my career. And I think that it was just, if I had listened to other people or that the odds were stacked against me, then I may have faltered. But instead, I was just focused so much on the goal.
You never know until you try. That kind of reminds me of that a bit.
Well, and it's funny, too, that it came to with this book that I wrote that I'll be speaking about at the North Bay Women's Expo, Your Healthiest Healthy, is a book that was born out of my cancer diagnosis. And I so much wanted to write this book, which is a roadmap to healthier living, that I wish so much someone had given me when I had been diagnosed, because it is all the tools and the advice and the research about how to live your healthiest life to avoid chronic disease. And so I wish so much someone had given that book to me prior to my diagnosis, because then maybe I would have never been blindsided by cancer. And with that book, we shopped it around. I had a literary agent I was working with, and we had a lot of no's. And I said, I'm not giving up. I really think that this is something that I want to put out into the world. And thankfully, after a lot of no's, we were about to call it quits. And I said to her, can we just try there? Can you think outside the box? Is anybody else, any other publishers who we haven't gone to yet? And she went to 5 more publishers, and we got 2 offers.
Now, your book is kind of an 8-step program, for lack of a better word, for at least on my end. Explain at least a couple of the steps.
Your Healthiest Healthy, 8 easy ways to take control, help prevent and fight cancer, and live a longer, cleaner, happier life. So in that, I talk about how to make those changes in the way that you eat, how you approach your exercise, not just why you exercise, how to get the toxins out of your life that are in, on, and around your body. So in the food you eat, on the makeup you use, the hair products, and around the cleaning products that you use. And also around your body are toxic friendships. So how do you assess the people in your life, surround yourself with a positive support squad, and weed out the negativity? And so I even have a negativity quiz in there, and how that helps you to assess what friends are really there showing up for you and which ones are dragging you down, and then how to kick them to the curb but mitigate the shrapnel.
Now, that can't be easy really to do if you have to cut somebody, though, from your life.
No, but you know what it does is it frees you to live a life that is more productive and healthier. And then it also allows the positive Pollies, as I call them, to rise to the top, who bring you happiness and light.
As a personal trainer, what's probably the most common question you get asked?
I speak a lot about health and wellness. And so the number one question is, how do I lose weight? You don't want to focus on the food you can't eat. What you need to do is focus on what you can eat, because when you focus on a whole foods plant-based diet and eating foods that are not from a package, that's when you are going to find that you can actually eat copious amounts of food when you're eating the right food and still lose weight, because your waistline is the actual waist circumference is a very good barometer of future health problems. So, for instance, a waist circumference for a woman over 35 inches in diameter can signal potential health problems down the line. So that's something that you want to be aware of. Another thing I talk about in the book is your body IQ, I like to call it. And what your body IQ is, understanding how your body works and being able to have the chutzpah and know-how to signal when something's not working right so that you can act on it and make sure that it gets taken care of.
Well, I got a bunch more questions for you, but I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it for that. Although, if you do want to ask Samantha Harris yourself several other questions, you can at the North Bay Women's Expo. It's this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., the Great Resort and Casino Ballroom. She'll be speaking at that event. Samantha, thank you very much for your time.
Daniel, thank you. And I will be specifically at the North Bay Women's Expo from 1 p.m. till about 2:30 p.m. I know that I'll be on stage talking a little bit further about your healthiest healthy, and that I'll be signing books, taking pictures with people. I can't wait to meet more of you. And you can also have people follow me on Instagram at Samantha Harris TV, where I answer a lot of other questions about this exact thing.
Thank you, Samantha, and we'll see you in Wine Country.
Sounds great. Look forward to it. Bye-bye.